welcome to the first episode of Roommate Ramble. I'm your host, Nick Curran, and here with me today are a few guests. Let's go around, have everyone introduce themselves, and give me their major.
My name is Tyler. I'm a cybersecurity major.
I'm Thane. I'm an agribusiness management.
And I'm Ethan, and I'm also a cybersecurity major.
Perfect. Now, today we're going to go around and talk about nostalgia, because I feel like nostalgia is something that everyone can really get into, and people can all remember it fondly. And it's interesting because some people have things that are very different, and some people have memories that are very similar. So, Tyler, would you like to start off and give us something that you look back on fondly?
Yeah, so one thing I always look back on from my childhood is, like, doing stuff outside with my parents, you know, like grilling or barbecuing or whatever, just, like, playing catch, stuff like that, and that's probably one of my favorite kind of nostalgic moments that's easy for me to recall and stuff like that.
So when you do stuff like grill out, like nowadays, do you just always kind of just love to think back at those days?
Oh, yeah. I still, you know, what if I don't know what to do, I'll text my dad, how do I do something on the grill? Like, how long do I cook this? Something like that. And just remember the easier days when I didn't have to do any of the hard parts.
Yeah, but one day you'll get to be the guy to make those memories for someone else. So,
exactly. I mean,
tradition goes on in a way. Dan, how about you?
Probably like one of my favorite like things, I guess, that always like makes me nostalgic for something is like music for like just certain songs, like, you know, memories of, you know, happier times or things like that. One that like stands out to me, or things that stand out to me, are like a lot of like video game music brings me back to like older times, like when I was younger, played games with like my sister and always had like a great time doing it. So sometimes if I ever like hear those songs, or even, you know, a lot of times games have sequels and those same songs like are played later, or like, you know, in the sequels, but sound like different. I'm like, ooh, that makes me think of like, you know, playing that game with my sister, like when I was a kid.
What,
brings me back to happier times.
What, was there like a specific console that most of this is based around, or like a specific game that really just makes you think about it?
I mean, some games that like, I guess are like games that keep coming out that people might know, but like Zelda, GameCube is what we had as kids, or Wii. Animal Crossing is a big one. Some of the older like Animal Crossing music, like, just I'm like, I hear it and I just like kind of get goosebumps in a good way of like, ah, I remember.
I know exactly what you mean. It always just somehow just teleports you back to being a kid and like either staying up way too late playing or something like that.
Yeah.
Ethan, what about you? Have anything good?
You know, I kind of thought about this. I think a good one for me is the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
Kind of just watch them on repeat all day, every day. And I think they're kind of the peak of superhero movies.
Have to agree with you there, Spider-Man.
That is a hot take.
Not a hot take, factual take.
Spider-Man 3.
I think nostalgia is clouding your judgment on those movies because they were not that
good. Ooh, that's a thing too. Like,
yeah, nostalgia makes things seem better than they really were.
That's very true. So like me and Ethan actually like we made a console, like we took an old Wii and like hacked it and got all these like old games on it, and I was like really excited to play them, and then when we like started playing them, I thought, oh, dang, my memory of this does not remind, like, I have no memory of how bad it was, like, how terrible the voice acting or something like that may have been, like, stuff that, I'm sure stuff's progressed and makes it, like, laughable now, but sometimes nostalgia can make you
nostalgia,
think
yeah.
way better than they were.
Clouds your vision.
Like, yeah. If you had some ice cream at one point, like, there was this like pizza I had a long time ago, like as a kid, that I was like, this is the greatest pizza ever. It's called like Emo's down like the Ozarks, just one in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways, and I like had it as a kid. I was like, that was so good. Like that was like some of the best pizza I ever had. I like had it recently and I was like, it is okay.
This is a average pizza.
It must have just been like a moment where it was like really like a great moment. I really wanted pizza or super hungry or something. Just stuck in my head.
I've had that too, just where you're like, you think of something you used to do as a kid, you're like, man, or like an old game, you're like, I'm gonna hop on. Then you play it for like 10 or 20 minutes, you're like, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, why did I like this? Why do I have such good memories of this?
True.
Ethan, is there any more you'd like to add real quick on Spider-Man? And like, did you get to go see that with your family for the first time or something, or watch it a lot as a kid? Or it's just one of those things?
Yeah, I saw all three of them, like, with my family. And I don't know. They had, like, a creative charm. I think even today, like, they're not critically a 10 out of 10, but compared to cash cow, like, modern superhero movies, there's just, like, a campy charm to them. And I think they're just, like, genuinely funny. And I think a lot of people feel the same way or are just nostalgic about superheroes like that in general. So I think it's pretty.
I feel like the Spider-Man movie was the one that really, like, jump-started the whole superhero trend, though. Like, there had definitely been, like, Batman and Superman movies before, but, like,
I don't know, man.
The one that really was like, all right, we can push these out a lot. Like, great. Or at least a big money maker.
Do you think maybe, Ethan, that Sam Raimi coming back to direct another superhero movie might bring back some of that old charm? Or do you think?
I'm beyond excited. I hope we see a cameo of Tobey Maguire in there somewhere.
Get that pizza time quote in there, maybe.
If it happens, I will jump with Julian.
That I really want to see.
I told you to do that.
So we already kind of maybe talked about this a bit, but do you guys maybe have like bad nostalgia? Like, is there certain things that you think of now that just takes you back to something maybe not as good?
When I like was a kid, I'm sure this is like common with a lot of people, but and like your taste buds, I guess, change as you go up. But there would be like some food I had like tried before and been like, this is disgusting, and I never want to like have this ever again. Like, I don't know, as a kid I used to like hate tomatoes, and then like I finally just like for years and years I was like, no, like I had one, it was gross apparently in my head, and it like clouded my judgment of it being like it's just bad. And then like had one, you know, a few years ago, I'm sure, but like, and I was like, oh, that wasn't that bad. Like, but for a long time there, that was like my opinion of tomatoes.
I have the same kind of experience. Yeah, like nostalgia, I feel like if you, because when you're a kid you're a lot more picky and you kind of like know what you want. I feel like with that, a kind of bad nostalgia is like, oh, I didn't like this as a kid, so why would I want to like try it now? Why would I like it now? Just stuff like that.
Yeah, like a bad first experience in anything can like,
yeah, exactly,
the way you think about it forever.
I kind of feel like in a weird way that like going back to my parents' house brings back bad nostalgia, because it's like wasn't the best, I'd say, and whenever I go back it just immediately feels like I've lost all the progress I've made of being like a solo adult, and it's like being reverted back to a kid with all these like house rules and stuff. I don't know if anyone else feels that way when they kind of go home, but I associate that as more bad.
Cause it's... Yeah, I mean, I understand what you mean there. When I got in like a car wreck over by the like fraternity complex at one point, like totaled my car over there, and like I'm finally like over it now, but like for a good while there, I did not want to like drive a vehicle. Like, it's gave me such bad feelings of like, wow, this could, like, you know, I'm sure you hear of car wrecks and all the time and different stuff like that, but when you like are in one and you're like responsible for it, you literally realize how quick like something can change and how like terrifying it is. Like, there was a whole month there where I was like, I'm not gonna drive like at all because of that one bad experience. Like,
exactly.
Even though it like wasn't my fault, I was still like, wow, like could have died. Like,
yeah, that's honestly understandable with that. Ethan, Tyler, do you guys have anything that's just kind of brings you back to more negative than, or would you say nostalgia is more positive based for you?
Well, I think that using the word nostalgia just kind of has a positive spin on it, because when people think of things that make them nostalgic, they're things that make, but like going, like how you said your parents' house brings up just bad nostalgia, mine's like a mixed bag, because like I have all these good experiences with them, and when I go home I like get reminded of them, and you know, they got like pictures and stuff, And then there is the things where it's like, all right, everything I've done to become independent and self-reliant, I have to do none of that here. And then you just kind of revert back to how you used to act. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's just like, but it's still a good memory, you know, because it's spending time with your family, at least from my perspective and stuff like that.
It's a good input on it. Ethan, anything for you that you'd say?
Yeah, I think, like, kind of going back to food, I have a really specific example of bad nostalgia, and it comes in the form of a bow tie pasta noodle. Because there was a solid while where my mom would go on a 7-day bender of being high on oxys, and all she would cook is bow tie pasta and generic store brand sauce, and I'd eat that because it's all that we would have for days and days on end. So anytime I have like a bow tie noodle, as much as it's not bad itself, it just has like that bad association.
I kind of know what you mean with that. Now real quickly here, what today do you guys think will become nostalgia for the future? Like, what's going on in your lives today that you're gonna look back on and just be like, man, I would kill to live for that again?
Definitely, like, it's gonna, I mean, this is like a constantly evolving thing, but I'm almost certain that, like, here in a few years, like, the technology, like, we are using right now will, like, look back on and it'll be obsolete. Be like, I remember when we had to XYZ. I mean, you already hear it from, like, your parents or whatever, but, like, I mean, just for example, something that's like came so far and is like nostalgic to some is like a VCR player. You know, like when mm-hmm. we were probably little kids, since we're like, I guess like 20-ish age-wise, like may have been like using them. But you know, that was like all our like parents would have had like back in the day. And then my mom even talked about like, oh, we used to own like a VCR rewinder because VCRs used to not even rewind the tape. Like, you had to, like, take it out, put it in, like, a twist thing, like, where gears locked in, and then you had to, like, turn this thing and, like, literally crank it for, like, you know, a hot mm-hmm. minute before it was, like, ready to be played again from the start.
What about you, Tyler or Ethan? What today do you guys think you'll miss?
Probably will miss all the college stuff. I mean, everyone talks about how much they miss college once they leave. Mm-hmm. Also, since we're all in a fraternity, I mean, that's something that we'll definitely miss, too, once we're out. I mean, even talking to people who are already out or have been out for a year or two, and they're like, dang, I miss it. It's like,
yeah, like, wow. They say don't, like, waste your time. Like, make your time count because, you know, you got to work every single day. You know, you'll miss out on those times where you could have been hanging out with your friend. Simpler times, I guess.
Ethan, what about you?
Yeah, I really agree with just, like, the whole part of being in college and you kind of never know what you value as much when you're in the moment until you're out of it. So, but I also agree with like the technology. I think, you know, maybe in a few years, it'll just be like, oh man, I remember getting on Discord and playing with friends or
yep.
this and that.
So. That's probably going to be my big one is when our big server is dried up and just kind of done for. I'll just like probably reopen it, see if anyone's doing anything, and I'll be like, man, wish that could come back to how it was. I can see that being a big one.
Kind of like high school group chat. Like,
all my high school group chats are dead.
Yeah, no one says anything anymore. But I mean, everybody's out like doing their thing. But I just remember the days where it was like off the chain. Like everybody was talking all the time, nonstop about everything and anything because we were all like there in the same place experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, that's really the hard part when it comes down to all these things. You miss it and it's such a big part, but at the same time, that's what makes all this so special is being able to look back and being able to remember the good times and being able to enjoy those memories and hopefully being able to try to recreate them so others can enjoy the good times you had. And well, this will be about it for us today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening and everyone who is on. And hopefully we could continue this in the future. And I think that could be a fun project. So thank you again for tuning in.